Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your
works. Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around,
oh, can only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh.
When everyone else around, can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
Welcome to War Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm super excited about my sister in Christ that will be on here this morning. And also, it's December the 1st, 2022. My God, this is the last month in 2022. Okay, let me calm down. Anyway, welcome. Again, it's Women's Day Thursday. I'm your host, Pastor Kashima Douglas. The scripture for this morning is Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Again, Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on your full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Remember, he already looked into your future. You don't think it's coincidence once you surrender your life to Christ that he comes around to try to fight you? No, it's not a coincidence. He know who you are, but it's the point that you knowing who you are. That's the thing. It's okay you had a past. God does not care about your past. He does not care about none of that. But remember, he's always been with you. He have never left you. We leave him. That's the thing. We leave him. He don't leave us. His arms is always open and waiting for us to come and fully surrender to him. It's okay, again, what you used to do. We all have a past. Don't worry about that. Stop focusing on what people think and focus on what the Lord thinks. Why it's very critical for you to put on the full armor of God. It's very critical that you put on your helmet of salvation to guide and cover your mind. That's the first thing that the enemy go for is your mind. Remember, if you know if you have your mind, he got you. You remember back in the day, and I'm talking about Kashima, so y'all can stay safe. I'm talking about Kashima, so y'all can stay safe. When I tell you I went to the club Monday through Sunday and still went to the church on Sunday, I was told who I was, but until I surrendered my life to Christ, I didn't care what nobody thought. I did Kashima. I didn't care about what anybody was saying. I did Kashima. But until the Lord showed me himself and knocked on the door, said Kashima's time, I had to fully surrender. We talk about all the countries that's listening in, Jamaica, Canada, Russia, Germany, of course the United States, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa. You have to understand, they can't openly praise God like we can. They're getting killed or put in prison. We have the chance to openly praise God and tell people who he is. Think about it. You walking out your door and you saying, thank you, Jesus, you can get stoned or put in jail. But we're openly able to do that. Think of those other countries. So much is going on in the world today, my God. So much. Remember back in the day, me, mom, big mom used to say all the time, time is winding down. God is on his way back. Hello? You don't see all the stuff that's going on besides COVID-19? The monkey pop, people killing each other and killing children, going into school hours and killing children, innocent children, that God is on his way back. Who are you holding your place with? Who are you truly trusting? Are you following the Lord? Or are you following the devil? You can't ride the fence, sweetheart. You have to choose. Your life depends on it. If you have children, their life depends on it. And their seed and their seed. Time to break generation curses. It's time to take a stand and put your armor on and fight. We don't fight against flesh and blood. Remember that. It's not the body. It's the spirit that's attached to the body. You have to be mindful of your connection. You have to be mindful of your eye gates, your ear gates, what you speak. You have to be mindful of who you are. Yes, the Bible said many are called, but a few are chosen. But the chosen ones are the ones that go through hell. I'm not going to preach because the woman of God have a word from the Lord just for you. Get your pen and paper together. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. The scripture this morning is Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. We're going to go to a musical break, and the woman of God will be on right after that.
Your way, and you're all washed out. Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you. Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied, in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify, see I spoke to God, I called out your name. And on your behalf, I just ask if he would be there.
This is a no judgment zone, but we are here to encourage and inspire you. I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm presenting to some and introduce to others. Apostle Johnson, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. All is well. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. The floor is yours. I have my pen and paper ready. I'm ready to eat this morning because I know you have a word from the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you that you are a good God, merciful, kind, all-knowing, all-seeing. Lord, we ask that you touch each person that tunes into the broadcast today and whoever will listen to it in the future. We thank you for a rhema word. Oh, great God, we are listening. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love God, and I thank him for the opportunity to be here with you all on Women's Day, Thursday. Hallelujah. In this season, the thing that the Holy Spirit has been ministering to me is that God is calling us higher. God is calling us higher. And too many of us are not in position. And the sad part about it is not because we don't have the word in our belly. It's not because we're not even accurate when we prophesy. It's not because we're not studying. It's not even because we're not praying. The Lord said in this season, so many of the church are bound because our health is not in right standing. Hallelujah, because our health is not in right standing. 2 John 1 and 2 says, I wish above all things that you be in good health, that you be in good health even as your soul prospers. And so one of the marks that we are truly growing in God, that our soul is truly prospering, is our health. I like to say our waistline is a part of our witness. Our waistline is a part of our witness, and too many of the people of God are leaving before their time because our health is not in right standing, because we're lacking in the area of self-control and self-discipline. And so the Lord challenged me and the Makeover Ministry and Makeover Transformation Church, we're located here in Savannah, Georgia. The Lord challenged us to get up at 5 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, and give him 30 minutes in the gym. And so that is where we have been starting, and it has been, we just started this week, and we are very grateful for the opportunity to serve God and to offer him a fresh yes. Some were saying, man, that's too early to get up, or it's going to disturb my day. I don't have to be at work until 10, or I don't have to be at work until so-and-so, and so that's going to disturb my day. But it's not about what's good for you. It's about submitting our will, and it's another level. If the Lord is calling us higher, he's going to keep bringing us to those places where we have to submit our will, and we have to offer a fresh yes, and we have to offer a fresh nevertheless. Not my will. It's my will that I stay in the bed and sleep a little longer, and I get up and I do it when I'm comfortable. I'm reminded of King Saul. He was given a direct instruction to wait on the prophet Samuel to offer the sacrifice. But King Saul said, well, he's taking too long. I'm going to just go ahead and do it myself. That's what it sounds like when we say, well, I don't have to get up at 5. I can get up at 6 because that works better with my schedule. God, I love your word on today. The Lord desires that we be in good health even as our soul prospers. And the Holy Ghost was ministering to me from Ezekiel 16 and 49. Ezekiel 16 and 49. Sodom's sins were pride, gluttony, and laziness, while the poor and needy suffered outside her door. And the Lord said, many of the church are very bound by these sins. And it's so interesting, those that will come against homosexuality, which, yes, it is not of God. But many will come against, and they will look at the burning of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they will reduce it down to only sexual sin, when the Bible says that the sins of Sodom were pride. That means they went against God, which I think it not strange that when it comes to homosexuality, that's why they call it gay pride, because it's going against God. It's going against what God says. It's not about how you feel. Many people say, oh, I was born this way. That's a part of my testimony. I was delivered from homosexuality. I was in homosexuality for 11 years off the back of being molested as a young girl by my boy and my girl cousins, off the back of a very abusive marriage at a young age. I fell in love with my best friend, but thanks be unto God. the Lord delivered me from that lifestyle, and I thank him. And I'm the proof that you can come out and come out on the other side. You ain't got to smell like what you went through, look like what you've been through, but God is still able. He is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. But the Lord said many of the church are guilty of the sins of Sodom, of pride, going against God, choosing to not submit our will unto his will, having those moments where God brings us to that nevertheless, bringing us to those cross moments where he said, deny yourself. We don't want to deny ourselves. We have a hard time saying no in the body of Christ, but the hardest person we have the hardest time saying no with is ourselves. We have a hard time saying no to the extra piece of chicken. I'm just talking about me. I ain't talking about you. We have a hard time saying no to those things that so easily beset us. Okay. Ezekiel 16:49, Sodom's sins were pride, gluttony, the overindulgence of a thing, whatever that thing is. It doesn't have to be food. It can be shopping. It can be gossip. It can be conversation. It can be, even the Bible says too much or even too much honey is not good, and honey is good, but too much of anything, the overindulgence of a thing. And the other sin that Sodom was guilty of was laziness. And many are struggling from laziness, and this is why the Lord has given us the assignment to get up at 5 a.m. and give him 30 minutes in the gym. This is a spiritual assignment, not a natural assignment. So some reached out and they said, well, Apostle, why are we doing leg day or arm day or none of that? We're not measuring it in the flesh. This is an act of obedience unto the Lord. It's an act of surrendering our will, not my will. I want to lay here and sleep a little longer. God, I love your word on today. But it is about fostering endurance and perseverance. And many of the people of God, we start strong. We start strong. But the Lord told him in Revelation, he said, I have this complaint against you. You don't love me as you did when you first, you don't love me or each other as you did. Come back to your first love. When we first got saved, we didn't care if it was raining, snow, sleet. We didn't care what it was that God had put in our task on our plate for the day. We were tackling it with fervor. But sometimes along the way, the cares of life, we get distracted. My God, and the Lord is calling us higher. He's calling us higher. He's calling us to continue to be changed and transformed from glory to glory. Let's go higher. Let's make sure that our health is in right standing so that we can go forward and run this race with fervor, that we can go forth and do everything that God has put in our path to do. Athletes train for a prize that ain't even going to get them nothing that great. But we as the people of God have to discipline our flesh. To be a disciple of Christ means to be disciplined in the flesh. Many people say these ailments are high blood pressure and sugar diabetes, all these things are passed down generationally. I don't think it's passed down in the bloodline. It's passed down in the habits. It's passed down in the recipes. If everybody in our family is saying we just going to overeat on Thanksgiving and lay around and that's just our normal tradition, it's not in the bloodline, it's in the tradition. And God is calling us to break tradition. He's calling us to stand up and to be in good health, even as our soul prospers. Because the Bible says these kind goeth out only through fasting and prayer. And so what that lets me know is that there are certain ways that certain spirits leave. And when it comes to laziness and complacency, it's saying something you take to your prayer closet. You have to get up and be like Nike and just do it. You have to be obedient. Laziness is broken by obedience, just doing it. Just get up. I don't want to get up, but it's surrendering the will, not my will, but your will be done, not my way, but your way, oh God. I always say this. I say, our husband shouldn't have to look to a woman in the streets to see a brick house built. If he want to see brick house built, he should be able to roll over in the bed. Glory. God, I love your word on today. My God, come on and be able to see that. And so I know that the Lord is calling us to be accountable in this season, to come on up, to make sure that our health is in right position so that we can go forth and run the good race. Ezekiel 16:49, Sodom's sins were pride, gluttony, and laziness while the poor and the needy suffered outside her door. My God, come on, there's too many people in the world that are still waiting to hear the good news. Isaiah 61 and 1 says, I have commissioned you to preach the good news. My God, come on, the Lord has commissioned us to preach the good news. And if we are so busy, lazy, and we can't do, and we're in pride and we don't want to obey God and we don't want to submit our will to what it is that the Lord has called for us to do, then many of us are still in sin because we are allowing the poor and the needy to waste away outside our door when we have been commissioned to do the thing. And so I don't want us to reduce down the sins of Sodom to just homosexuality when the Lord has actually called it the sins. Many of us are being affected by it today because we are not in right alignment and because we are not in right standing doing the will of the one who sent us. I want us to do the will of the one who sent us so that we can complete the task. We want to hear him say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. My God, come on, we want to hear him say that at the end of this race. And so it's time to offer a fresh yes. It's time to offer another nevertheless. Too many of us are passing away. Too many of the great men and women of God have passed away before their time because we're not taking care of our health, even because some of us are not resting. Yes, the harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few, but you still got to go somewhere and stay down. The Bible says Jesus rested. Come on, there were times when he had to go and just have time alone with the Father. And so we have to make sure that we are taking care of our natural bodies. Because we ain't got the glorified body yet. That's coming, but it ain't here yet. And until that comes, we have to be willing to take care of this body so that we can really do what God has called us to do as the body of Christ. My God, the Lord is using us in all avenues and every way, and he wants us to be in good health even as our soul prospers so that we can continue to be a witness. Since we are surrounded by such a crowd of witnesses to the life of faith that we live, let us lay aside every weight. God, I love your word on today. I don't want us to be like the man at the gate of beautiful. Well, I'm going to lose weight next year. I'm going to get healthy next year. I couldn't do it because this. I couldn't do it because that. So many excuses of why we can't do it. I said this, let's cancel church and meet at Planet Fitness. God, I love your word on today. My God, come on, it's time for us to get into alignment so that we can go forth and do what God has commissioned for us to do. Jesus walked everywhere. They was walking it on donkeys, and we got cars, and we done got lazy. My God, come on, that thing is just creeping on the back of us, and we don't even realize it. That many of us are guilty of the sins of Sodom, and I really feel this is a subject that is not being talked about much. It's being overlooked because we got a lot of fish fries and chicken dinners, and I love fish and I love chicken. Glory to God. But at the end of the day, I don't want us to love the things that are killing us so much that we are missing God. We are missing God. We are missing God, but because we are caught up in our flesh, we are caught up in pleasing the flesh. The Bible says in Timothy that they love pleasure more than they love God. And I don't want us to love the pleasures of food more than we love God. And it's costing us way more than we want to pay. Our children are obese. Our children are overweight. And it's because the appetite, the Bible says the children's mouths pucker at the taste of sour grapes because the parents fed them that. We give them their appetite. We teach them their habits when it comes to health and when it comes to what food should taste like. And many of us have been affected by that. We got to have fat back in the greens, and we got to have all these things that are really tearing down the body. And it's the trick of the enemy. And if we think about it, so many sins in the Bible were committed over food. Eve in the garden, just eat the fruit. She ate the fruit. It was a sin committed over putting something in her mouth that she wasn't supposed to put in her mouth. Then she offered it to her husband, and then sin entered the room, entered the world. We can think about Judas. Judas, the Bible says, Jesus said, the one that is dipping his bread in the wine with me, the one, and the Bible says sin entered him. We can think about Esau. The Bible said he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. And so the enemy is tricking us. We're selling our birthright for a bowl of soup, for a two-piece and a biscuit. God, I love your word on today. And the Lord is calling us to turn back and live. Hallelujah. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. You mentioned about pushing back the food, and it's coincidence because the Abajo is on a fast starting as of today.
My God.
That's nothing
okay.
but the Lord. We started today on the Daniel fast for 21 days.
Hallelujah.
So you're so in the vein this morning. That's why I was like, wow, okay. Wow, I'm just speechless because that was so on point.
Hallelujah.
Father, but I see you give back to what your daughter gave out to your people on this morning. Bless her tremendously. Bless everyone that's connected to her. She's an open door for the woman to be obedient, doing just what you told her to do at the appointed time and need to be done. Protect her and her family. Cover her. Guide her in the right direction. Continue to arm up her full armor of God for you, Lord. Shine it up for her so her light can shine. Excuse me, those dark areas that she has to go in to deliver your word. Excuse me, in Jesus' name. Apostle, let the people know how they can reach you. Tell them about your business, the church, and exactly where you're located.
Okay, so we are located in Savannah, Georgia, but we are a traveling ministry, so we do take invitations. And if the Lord allows, we would love to come. You can find me online at Makeover Ministry. I'm on all platforms, and you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Google, YouTube, and we're Makeover Ministry, M-A-K-E-O-V-A, Makeover Ministry. You also can check out our website, which is makeoverministry.com. We have a women's conference coming up called And He Called a Woman. And He Called a Woman. It is December the 9th through the 12th, and it will be on Zoom. You can sign up on our website. It is for those women who know there's a tugging in your heart. You're being called into ministry. You just don't quite not know what to do next. And so the Lord put it in my heart to put together this Zoom conference for those women. I'm so excited about everything that the Lord is doing. We also have a we have our my business is the All Dolled Up Experience. That website is aduexp.co, aduexp.co. It is about faith and fashion and beauty. You can find all of my, I have a hair care line that is being released in the next, maybe 2 weeks before Christmas is the point of the store to get that released. My hair care line is relaunching, but now you can actually go on there and pick up our skincare line. We have how-to videos. I specialize in wig making, and if you're interested in learning the art of wig making or hair extensions, you can also go onto the page and you can sign up for one of our virtual classes. All of that is on the website. So many wonderful things that God is doing. The Bible says our gifts will make room for us. So the last thing that I want to say is don't sleep on your gift because you don't know what person that your gift will get you before. The Bible says your gift will put you before great men. So you can find me on any of those platforms, and thank you so much for having me, woman of God.
And when I say y'all, her wigs are phenomenal. Excuse me, if y'all seen my new picture in my clergy flower, affirmation papers for January the 7th, you'll see, because that wig is flawless. It is beautiful.
Man.
And the hair is very, very, very good. It does not kink up. It's not synthetic. It is beautiful placed together. That was just for me. I reached out to her, told her I need that wig. That wig was just, she made that just for me. But anyway, if you didn't hear the message or you want to reach back out to the woman of God, let me know. I will definitely connect you. You can reach us at the church. Number is 832-519-7646. 832-519-7646. If you want to reach out to Apostle Johnson and you didn't hear the information, text me. I will politely ask her what the avenues for you reaching out to her, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. She is willing and ready to help you. It's not about me. It's not about her. It's all about the kingdom of God. That's what we're about, the kingdom of God. So keep focused, keep pushing through, and know that God is right there. Also, he's not going to force himself on you. His arms is wide open. It's your choice. He gave us a choice. Choose. You have people that come on here that's here to encourage and inspire you. It's not about Apostle Douglas and myself. It's not about Apostle Julia. It's all about serving God. One body. We're a kingdom business. If you need help, let us know. This is a no judgment zone. We're here. If you need to talk to anybody that come on, if you need to talk to her, we're here. There's no sound. Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay, well, we're having problems with the phone, but we're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship.
Yes, we can hear you.
Adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I lift my hand in total adoration to you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne. For you are God and God alone. Because of you,
my cloud
grateful,
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm.
Just one.
Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Apostle Joseph is going to pray. The woman of God, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before the throne of grace. Oh, great God. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for you are a holy God. You're mighty, you're wonderful, oh, great God. You are the mighty Lion of Judah. You are the Prince of Peace. Lord, we adore you. We worship you on this morning, for your word says, oh, God, that the true worshipers should worship you in spirit and in truth, oh, God. May our hearts, oh, God, worship you, oh, Lord. Your word says that you do not look on the outer appearance, but the heart. It's the heart that matters to you, oh, great God. Lord, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew in us a righteous spirit so that we may serve you even the more, God. We thank you, for we do love you on today, Lord. We love you. Your word says that we must love you with our whole heart, with our heart and our mind and our soul, oh, great God, with all of our strength. Hallelujah to Jesus. Lord, we ask that you just continue to work in us even through this fast, oh, God, and through this working out, oh, Lord, as we are training this body. Lord, we want to give glory to you and we want to give honor to you in every part of our life. For your word says, oh, God, that those that love you obey. May we have obedience. May we have swift obedience, continuing to break the will, not our will, but your will be done, oh, great God. Lord, we help us to understand and remember that we are called to be living sacrifices. We are called to come to moments of altars, places where we have to lay down our will for your will, places where we have to lay down our way for your way. Oh, great God. Lord, we thank you that you have never called us to give up more than you are going to give us back. God, I bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great gift giver. Hallelujah. And you never call us to give up something and to give up something and you not give us back. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for every person that is tuned into the broadcast on today. Lord, we thank you for Worldwide Gospel Connection and everything that you are doing in that ministry. Lord, we bless you. We thank you that you are still God. You still sit high and you look low. We thank you that you are always sending a word that we need to hear, a word to set the captives free, a word to take us to our next level and to our next season. We thank you that we can understand your word says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. May we keep our ear tuned in to the station of heaven. May we have feet that are ready to run to do the work and hands that are ready to get busy and put into action. May we have a heart that is obedient. God, I love your word on today. As we continue to bring that mind and those thoughts into submission, teaching our thoughts to obey Christ. Lord, we bless you, for you are our exceeding great reward. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for the privilege and the honor to serve you in these last and evil days. For your word says that only those that endure till the end shall be saved. May we endure hardness even like a good soldier. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen.
Amen, amen. I'm going to leave you with three keys this morning. First, get your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you're in the Houston area, come see us at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. This is very important when you surrender your life to Christ. Very important. These three things you need. Now, we're not saying it's going to be easy once you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not. The devil's going to come in full force because you left his team. So, of course, he's mad. But I'm here to tell you, if you stand on the word of God, if you start learning the word for yourself, it'll get better day by day. Worry about what you did last night. Focus on building a relationship with the Lord now. Again, it's not going to be easy. Remember those three keys. Get you a Bible, find you a church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is walking and preaching the same thing. If you want to reach out to us, you can at 832-519-7646. Or if you want to reach out to other pastors that's been on, let me know. I will connect you. It's not about us. It's all about kingdom business. Telling people who don't know about the Lord that he loves them, even though they was in a mess, even though they was in the street, even though they sold dope, sold their bodies, homosexuality relationship, hurt people, he still loves you. His arms is open waiting on you. This is no judgment zone. We cannot judge you. We're not trying to judge you. But we are on here to help you, encourage you, and push you. That's what we're on here for. Put your whole armor of God on. Apostle Joseph, they're going to the gym for their sacrifice for the Lord. We're doing a 21-day Daniel fast for our sacrifice for the Lord. I ask you, when was the last time you made a sacrifice for him? When was the last time you spent time with just you and the Lord? Once you fall back in love with Jesus, my God, it will get clear day by day. Again, not saying it's going to be easy. Not saying that at all. But we are here to help you if you don't understand. We're here to guide you if you don't understand. Remember, the Blessed All is still available. It is free. If you need it, text me. I will mail it to you or bring it to you if you're in the Houston area. Text me at 832-519-7646 and say, Pastor Kashima, I need some Blessed All. Send me your address and I will mail it right to you. Core Gift and Bath Bombs is still in full effect. Will leave your skin silky smooth and take the dead skin off of you as well. You can reach me at 832-519-7646, or you can go to my Facebook page and get the site. I have a web page up. Also, I'll post it on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, people of God, it's not about us. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs to hear your testimony so they can know that they still have a chance to get their life right. You heard the woman of God testimony. That's mind-blowing for people that's still in that situation. They can be free, and God still loves them and will always love them. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. It's us that turn away from him, not turn towards him, and let him drive, because your driving has been awkward. We hope you was blessed on today. If you want to hear the replay, go back to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, or you can go to my Facebook page, Kashima Douglas, and hear the replay. You guys have a blessing for them. They know that God loves you and you're not alone. And we are here if you need us.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win. Win. You will win. Win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. Just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning
season. You've got God to carry you.
It's your
you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Amen, amen. Everything attached to me wins. You have to have that mindset to understand that everything attached to you wins when you surrender to the Lord. Again, this is no judgment zone. Not judging about what you did last night nor this morning, but you have the opportunity to right now to surrender your life to Christ. The only couple of scriptures, Romans 10 and 9, excuse me, it said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to say nothing out of the ordinary. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. God will meet you where you are if you're ready to surrender your life to Christ. You can say, Lord, here I am. I need you. I did it my way. I ran the streets. I did this. I did that. I need you. His arms is always open. Remember, he's not going to force himself on you. He's waiting on you. He's been right there with you through it all. Now, you must remember, your test was just a test for your testimony. What you went through can save someone's life. It's time for us to be a generation breaker. I'm speaking for myself. Talk about Kashima so you can stay safe about that earlier. I had a past. Yes, had. It made me who I am today. And I thank God for those trials and tribulations, because now I understand why I had to go through. So I can help the next woman to let them know it's okay if you had children out of wedlock. If it's okay, you had a homosexual relationship. It's okay if you're submissive. It's okay if you sold drugs. It's okay if you went to jail. God still loves you. When you surrender your life to Christ, no, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. But it's going to be worth it. Remember, the Bible says faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Once you realize who you are and whose you are, the devil's going to be mad. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. No, you do not. But start somewhere. Start in Matthew or start in Genesis and read a couple of days. Play it on your phone. Remember, we're here if you need us. You can text us at 832-519-7646. And say, "This is me, prayer. Can you send me some scriptures?" Not a problem. This is no judgment zone on World Gospel Connection. For Wednesday, Thursday, and Man on Monday, again, we are here to encourage, inspire, and push you where you need to be pushed at the point of time. That's why we leave those three keys. Get your Bible, a church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical, people of God, when you surrender your life to Christ. You can't be up under somebody that's preaching the word but not living the word. That does not add up. And you have to be mindful of your connections. Cover your head. Put your helmet of salvation on and leave it on. Don't take it off. Don't take your arm of God off. Because the enemy is watching. Trust me, he is. But you have the ability to stand on your feet. Put your armor on and get ready to fight for your children, their seed, and their seed. It's time for us to take back what the enemy stole from our family. Be your generation breaker. I know I am. Again, I'm talking about Kashima. I'm the first author in my family, first business owner, first pastor, now going to be apostle. I'm breaking curses off of my family. I'm standing firm for my children, my grandchildren, their seed, and their seed. Take a stand. Connect with people that will help you get where you need to get, will push you and hold you accountable. Because we can encourage one another, but you have to want it for yourself. It's time for you to spend that relationship with God. It's time for you to understand that he loves you. He's right here waiting on you. So what, you don't know all the books of the Bible? So what, you don't speak in tongues? But start learning the word for yourself. Start spending time with the Lord for yourself. Yes, the pastor says he speak the word, he teach the word, but do you know the word for yourself? I'm going to give you a prime example. I was at my entrepreneur, and the man said, "Be absent from the body, be absent from the Lord." And I'm like, "No, sir, that's not in the word." I didn't realize I was that loud. But see, that's because I knew the word for myself. Be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. If I didn't know that, I would have been saying amen. Find your scripture that you have to go to that can help you continue to push you and guide you. You're going to get sleepy when you start reading the Bible. Yes, you will. That's the enemy. Download it on your phone and let it play and listen to it that way if you have to. But please start somewhere. Again, if you need the blessed all, it is free. No, you don't have to pay us for it. It is free. Anoint yourself from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Anoint your ear gates, your eye gates, your head. Cover your heart. Know that the enemy will sneak in any possible way, and he will use the ones that you love to try to break you. But woman of God, you was built for this. You got this. Don't fold. Keep pushing through. Remember, if you want a blessed world with gospel connection, you can at $WGC2020. $WGC2020. We still go out and feed the homeless. We'll be back in January, feeding them again, speaking with them, praying with them, encouraging them. Let them know just because you fail does not mean you can't get back up. Remember, a just man falls 7 times. It's not about the amount of times he failed. But catch this. He got back up to try again. And you can do the same thing. Have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that the Lord loves you. Don't forget to join Chief Apostle for Man Up Monday. And join us again next Thursday for Women's Day Thursday. I'm telling you, there's some people on here that is fighters for the Lord. They have their armor on, and they are ready. Don't forget to join us Monday for Man Up Monday and again for Women's Day Thursday. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day, and take that stand.